Hey there, friends. Heather Creekmore here from the Compared to Who show. We're on day 17 of our 30 days to pray for your body image. And I pray this series is blessing you. If it is, I'd love to hear about it. Drop me a note, heather@comparedtowho.me, and just let me know what you think. I would love to get that email. So today we're going to talk about a topic that might not be super fun. Yesterday's wasn't super fun either. Sorry, two not super fun days in a row. But today we're going to talk about covetousness. So yesterday when we talked about envy, I made a distinction between envy and jealousy. Well, there's one more distinction I need to make, and that is the distinction between envy and covetousness. Now, let me be clear. I don't recommend practicing either one, all right? But covetousness is a little different than envy. So when you envy someone, you want what she has. You find something about her life or her being desirable, and you feel pain, like we talked about yesterday, because you don't have that thing. Covetousness is a little different. Covetousness is more related to specific possessions or assets that someone may have. So for example, you're checking out of Target and you see the magazine cover with the picture of a model on it. You might look at her legs or her butt or her arms and covet her arms without really thinking about who she is, or without really thinking, oh, I kind of hate her because she has that butt I've always wanted. It might not be personal at all. You just see something she has and you want it. So years ago, I was in church and the pastor was preaching on the 10 commandments. And I'll be honest with you, I grew up in church. So I'm like in my 40s at this point. And I'm like, Yonsville, there's not going to be anything new for me here. And so I was sitting there just reading the pastor's preaching, his sermon on Exodus 20. And I had the Bible app on my phone and it was set to the King James translation. So I don't normally use an old translation like that, but set to the King James. And I'm reading along and I read Exodus 20, 17. And that's going to be our verse of the day. In the King James version, it reads a little different. So I'll read it in the ESV first and then tell you what surprised me in the King James version. In the ESV, it goes like this. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. So I am reading this in the King James version and I want to keep this rated G. But let me tell you, the King James version doesn't use the word donkey. It uses another word, a synonym for donkey, but a word that in our common vernacular could also mean butt, bottom, or backside. And I had just sat through, well, or really stood through worship, where I was kind of distracted by the woman in front of me. You know, you how you do it, maybe it's just me, but you're standing there in church, you're singing along, and you're kind of checking out the other people around you, thinking, oh, I wish I looked like her. I wish I had her, whatever feature you want to compare yourself to. Well, on that day, I had been, this is so embarrassing, y'all, but I had been comparing my backside to someone else's backside. And so not 15 minutes later, I'm sitting there reading the scripture. And this verse just pops out to me. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's a double snakes. Keep it rated G here. And I was stunned because I had never really thought about seeing someone else's body parts and thinking, oh, I wish I had that part, as any kind of sin, as any kind of violation of God's command. Like, never had even crossed my mind that that was possible. And yet, here it was, right there in black and white in the King James Version. The expanded definition of that word allowed me to see that coveting my neighbor's physical assets was just the same as coveting her husband or coveting her home or her job or her vehicle, whatever it may be. And so today, what I want to encourage us before we pray is I want to encourage us all to stop, take inventory. Are there ways in which you have coveted your neighbor's body or body parts more specifically. I mean, that's what a lot of us do, right? We don't look at the whole person, right? We should, but when we are trapped in body image issues, a lot of times it's like, I look at their legs to compare how their legs look compared to my legs, or I look at her hair to see how her hair looks compared to my hair. And we end up doing this body part comparison, which is not helpful. And friends, it may just downright be the sin of coveting. So today, take inventory. Are you doing that? In what areas are you doing that? Can you pray with me today to repent, ask for forgiveness for doing this, and ask God to help you to stop looking at women as parts to be coveted, to stop, really, friends, it's objectification, to stop objectifying other women and to stop objectifying ourselves is what we do, right? When we see ourselves just as our physical bodies, but to start seeing ourselves and others as people who were made in the image of God, the Imago Dei, designed to image Him. And we're not just bodies, we are body, soul, mind, spirit. We are emotions, we are intellect, all of those things. We are not just a physical being. Now, I'm not advocating for separating body from the rest of the stuff. That's a Gnostic viewpoint. No, I don't believe in dualism. But we are all of those things together, right? And when we objectify someone or objectify ourselves, we miss all that other stuff and just see that part that they have that we want. We just see those toned, sculpted arms. We don't see the whole person. So will you pray with me today that God will set us free from the sin of covetousness? Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for my friend and how she has been on this journey for 17 days now to break free from her body image bondage. And I ask right now that you would help her to see the ways in which perhaps she has coveted the body or the body parts of another. God, we recognize that this is sin. You laid it right out there in Exodus 20, right in the very beginning with the Ten Commandments, that we're not supposed to covet what others have, even if it's their toned abs or arms. Your desire is for us not to covet. God, help us to remember this. Help us to not view each other as just bodies or body parts, but to see each other fully as people designed in your image. God, forgive us for this sin of covetousness. Help us turn away from this sin. Thank you that you are always faithful to forgive us when we confess our sins to you. And God, help us to go forward in confidence that you have created us exactly as you intended, and that you have given us all the body parts we need, the right size and shape of body parts too, to accomplish what it is you have for our lives. We praise you for this, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, friends, again, if you haven't left a review of the show, oh, I would so appreciate that. I know it's a pain and it's hard to find it. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can go to my website, comparetowho.me/podcast. And I do have all the places you can review the show on there, but that would just mean so much to me. Also, one last thing, if you haven't read The Burden of Better yet, that book is celebrating its 1-year anniversary this week. I would be so honored if you would consider purchasing a copy of Burden of Better this week to help me celebrate its 1-year birthday. Thanks so much for listening. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author, and speaker John Driver for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.